Once upon a time, there were two best friends, Richmond.
Hello.
And Ralph.
What's up?
These two friends were always getting into trouble, but this one particular day, they got into even more trouble than usual. Richmond and Ralph were at the beach, sitting at the end of a pier, swinging their legs below it and throwing chips at the poor seagulls.
Take that.
Haha, you missed. My turn. I'm bored. What else can we do?
Why don't we... Wait, what's that?
It was exactly at this moment that Richmond spotted something on the horizon, hurtling towards them.
It's a giant wave! Run! Ow!
But they were too slow and the giant wave swept them away. A few hours passed by.
Ah, oh, my head. Where am I? Richmond? Richmond!
Over here.
I thought I'd lost you. I must have bumped my head and passed out.
Me too. I just woke up. Where are we?
You're in the cave.
Who said that?
I did.
Hang on, I can't see you anymore.
I'm over here.
Where?
Behind you.
The boys turned around.
Hello.
You're...
A bear, yes. Bother bear, actually. Nice to meet you.
You're not going to eat us, are you? Because I reckon he's tastier than me.
Hey.
Sorry, mate, but if it's between me or you...
Some friend you are.
Don't worry, I'm vegetarian.
Vegetarian? What kind of bear doesn't eat meat?
This bear.
Look, it's nice to meet you, but can you tell us exactly where we are?
You're in a cave.
Who said that?
Guys, meet Tony. He's a tiger shark.
A tiger shark?
Yes, but don't worry, he's vegetarian too.
Pescatarian, actually.
What? So you don't eat humans or animals, but you eat your fellow fish?
Exactly.
Is this a dream? Am I still asleep, or did I just bump my head so hard I'm making stuff up?
Don't worry, you're awake, all right? You got washed into this cave.
Yeah, there was a huge wave. It swept you right in here.
Hang on, if you're a shark, how are you breathing?
Yeah, the water is so shallow in here.
Do you want to tell them, or shall I?
Be my guest.
He's not just any kind of shark. He's a shapeshifter.
Which means I can breathe above and below ground. I'm actually not a shark at the moment. Here, turn your phone light on.
Ah!
Wow, he looks just like you, Richmond.
Cool. Stop it, you're freaking me out.
Sorry.
Is this better?
Much better.
It's weird seeing a tiger shark with human legs.
Oh no, we woke him.
Great.
Is that a baby?
What's a baby doing in a cave with a bear and a shape-shifting tiger shark?
Shh, there.
I found him on a beach. He was left there by his family, so I brought him to Bear and we look after him, although he's more than that capable of looking after himself.
Oi, losers! What are you doing in my cave?
Excuse me?
You heard me, short stuff. What are you doing here? This is my turf. Jeffrey, be nice.
You can talk.
I can fight too. You wanna go outside, little man?
All right, calm down, diapers.
What did you say to me? Calm down, Jeffrey. Sorry, wind makes him grumpy. There. Feeling better?
Maybe.
Well. Look who's playing Happy Families.
Ah, something just touched my ankle.
So, what do we have here then? Free meat? Yum.
Leave them alone, Earl.
I think I just saw a snake.
There are guests.
Are they now?
Oh no, you're not a monster talking vegetarian animal, are you?
I am indeed, except I'm not actually vegetarian.
He just tried to bite me.
Quick, run!
No, wait!
But Bear was too late. Richmond and Ralph started making a run for it towards the cave entrance.
Guys, not that way, you don't understand. They're not safe yet.
You stupid idiots, where are you going?
Boys, come back, he wants you to do that.
Just as they reached the cave entrance, a giant figure emerged from the water.
Ha ha, that's it boys, meet my mate, Megalodon.
Good work, Snakey.
So, I brought you a little treat.
Well, not so little.
Oi, you calling us fat?
Ralph, shut up, don't provoke it.
Oh no, now you idiots have done it.
All right, Megalodon.
I see you've been keeping some tasty snacks in that cave of yours, Tiger.
Leave them alone, Meg. They don't mean us any harm.
Well, I don't intend on letting them stick around long enough to find out.
Richmond and Ralph looked at each other.
Help!
Oh, I do love the thrill of the chase.
The giant shark chased them but was too big to enter the cave.
Snakey, after them.
Yes, boss. So sorry, boss. So sorry.
Well, that was close.
They're not safe yet.
Leave Snakey to me. I've never liked him.
You can run, but you can't hide from Megalodon and me.
Oi, no legs.
I would like to see you try.
And with that, the baby jumped onto Snakey, knocked him out and tied him into the shape of a sausage dog.
Not bad.
Oh, my baby's so talented.
That might have solved the problem of the water snake, but Meg's still out there.
Guys?
Must be a way out.
Guys?
This is the only entrance.
I'll deal with Meg.
You will not.
Guys! The water's rising.
Richmond was right. The water level was indeed rising.
This isn't good.
Quick, everyone, hold on to something.
But it was no good. The water rose so fast they were all swept away towards the entrance of the cave.
I see you.
Megalodon opened his mouth, ready to receive them all. But Tiger Shark had an idea.
Ah, there's two.
That's Tiger, you idiot.
He's wrestling with him.
Something got my foot.
I'll teach you lot for tying me up.
Not you again.
Quick, we need to climb over the rocks and get to the beach.
Okay, baby, hold tight.
This way. We just need to get over this giant rock.
And as Ralph touched the rock, a door swung open, revealing a passageway.
Meg is coming. Everyone inside.
They all climbed inside.
Tiger, quick!
Tiger changed into a bird and quickly flew at the entrance with the Meg hot on his tail. He made it just in time.
Phew, that was close!
Some time passed as the group followed the mysterious passageway until eventually it led them into an old mansion.
This place looks well dirty.
It gives me the creeps.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Hello, my dears. And who do we have here?
The voice came from the witch that lived there. We know that she was a witch because she was dressed exactly how you'd expect. Black dress with purple at the front and a long billowing cloak with a pointed hat on her head. Oh, and she was also carrying a cauldron.
Hello.
Sorry to disturb you, but we just escaped the giant shark.
Did you know?
We were wondering if you can show us the way out.
Yeah, nice criminal, but we're hungry.
Well then, you must stay for dinner. Actually, you're just in time.
Great, I'm starving.
I'm not sure we can.
Of course you can, dearie. Humphrey, we have guests.
Who's Humphrey?
Oh, you'll find out. Humphrey, darling, we have guests.
Hang on a minute, that sounds like a...
Dragon!
Maybe he's friendly?
I'm not. I am, however, hungry.
And the three-headed dragon breathed fire.
He's trying to barbecue us.
Not my baby, you don't.
And, in a twist of circumstance, Bo the vegetarian bear pulled a sword from a suit of armour that was standing near the entranceway.
Take this, you awful reptile.
She stabbed him.
Go, Mama Bear. Ha ha ha. You think that little pinprick can hurt me with my dragon scales? Give me a break.
Get them, Humphrey, now.
The dragon breathed another raging hot ball of fire.
How else can we kill it, though?
Oi, lizard breath, over here.
Be careful.
What's he doing? He's going to get himself killed.
Baby was waving frantically at the dragon. He got the desired effect and flames came hurtling towards him. But he was young and agile and quickly jumped out of the way. The witch, however, was a bit older and wasn't quite as fast.
You got me.
Oops.
Tiger, quick, help me with the cable. I need you to tie it around him somehow.
But it'll never hold him.
Do it.
tiger changed into a gorilla and climbed up onto the dragon's back. He tied the cable around him.
Ha ha ha! Pathetic attempt.
Clear!
The gorilla jumped back as the bear pulled down a lever, sending electric volts coursing through the dragon's body.
Well, I think that's him dead.
You think?
I'd say so.
So, anyone fancy getting some fish and chips?
The end.